Opposition. A section of opposition leaders, led by Wiper Party leader Kalonzo Musyoka, have opposed the directive to have National Youth Service, NYS, recruits undergo basic firearm training. President William Ruto had directed during the 88th Recruits Passing Out Parade in Gilgil, Nakuru last week that NYS recruits should undergo a basic course in firearms to prepare them to protect the country when need arises. However, speaking after a church service at the Holy Ghost Cathedral in Mombasa, Musyoka said the move intends to thwart any emerging public protests. The idea of NYS was not to create another military wing, but it's a force to assist in building Kenya and to improve their technical skills, he said. The Wiper leader also opposed the new university funding model, as some parents can no longer take their children to universities. On the broad-based government that has seen the inclusion of ODM bigwigs in the cabinet, Musyoka said the move will not weaken the opposition as the majority of Kenyans are behind them. On his part, DAP-K party leader Eugene Wamalwa criticized the new university funding model, saying it has led to an increase in fees, leading to confusion. Wamalwa said many youths were killed in the recent protests, hence the move to give guns to NYS recruits worries the citizens. The bullets that were used are many. Sadly, now they want to increase guns and bullets, said Wamalwa, urging the faithful to pray for peace to prevail in the country. Jubilee Party leader Jeremiah Kioni said the gains made by the late President Mwai Kibaki in the education sector, including free education, were supposed to benefit all children regardless of their economic status. That is now being taken away through unjust proposals, and it is important that we all stand up and say that education should be available for all, said Kioni.